You're listening to Vet Candy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Quincy Hawley.
And I'm Renee Michelle.
And welcome to Vet Candy Life.
Put the needle on the record.
This show is brought to you by VetPro Central, a free veterinary recruiting service for job seekers. Visit vetprocentral.com for more info.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Let's face it, it can be difficult finding a veterinary job that's right for you, even in today's market. Location, salary, benefits, work-life balance, it's a lot to consider, but it doesn't have to be hard. Let VetPro Central help you find your next job. And not just any job, the right job, with the right pay, benefits, location, and culture to start the next chapter of your career and life the right way. Don't settle for less. Visit VetProCentral.com today.
Okay, on today's episode of Vet Candy Life, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, love. So the subject of love, that's right, that's right. So oftentimes in life, whether you're a veterinary professional or not, your relationships and love can be a major part of your overall well-being, and that's one of our favorite things to talk about.
Yeah.
And so, okay, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects of all time, which is love, which is a huge part of an individual's well-being. And did you know that 52% of online daters are men versus 47%, which are actually women?
Oh, I didn't know that. No. My girlfriend, this was years ago, she met her husband through online dating. But years ago, there was so much stigma around it. They told people they met through friends. Now it's way more acceptable.
Exactly. I didn't even know people were actually doing that until I met a few people who were doing that. Like, you see the different commercials or the different online dating projects. You're like, are people actually doing that? Because I never did.
They're having success too.
And that's
they're
surprising.
Having success.
And that's surprising. Yeah.
You know, I did read something. So I like to read the science of relationships.
Okay. Tell me about the
science. Because, well, we don't have to go into the science in this episode because it, you know, but I like it because, like you said, it ties back to our well-being. And for a long time, I think, I don't know, maybe this is a veterinary professional thing. Who knows? Maybe it was just like me thinking, you know, lone wolf. Sometimes I think people get into the habits of being alone and feeling like they have to go through their lives alone, and somehow we're better off alone. And so I had to really dig into research to sort of school myself in that the species, we really are pack animals.
So have you ever
thrive in our relationships?
So have you ever struggled with love yourself? Have you ever struggled?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Who hasn't? Have you not struggled?
Well,
like,
you know,
I mean, in your relationship.
I do pretty well. I do pretty well. I mean, we've had our challenges.
Ups and downs,
know,
right.
Like
yes. Yeah. Yes.
In terms of, like, you know, marriage. But in the actual dating game, I never really had a ton of struggles.
Yeah. No, I think the relationship navigation was more of the challenge.
Right. And you were dating while you were a veterinary professional, right? You were in the dating game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I've been in the veterinary profession nearly as long, if not equally as long, as I've been dating.
And see, for me,
yeah, that's super true, actually. Oh, that's a weird little thing to realize.
It is.
Yeah, I was 17 when I had my first serious boyfriend, and I was younger than that when I started working at the vet clinic. So
okay.
I've been in vet profession longer than I've been actually dating.
Now, do you think it's more difficult to date as a veterinary professional as it would be if you were, I don't know, like a school teacher or something else like that?
Perhaps. I do know that I read you know, there's different states where, like in New York, 50% of the population is single. And in, say, Idaho, 60% of the population is married. So they're taken. So if you live in Idaho and you're single, you know, it's kind of slim pickings.
So compared it really depends on where you're living.
So I grew up in Michigan.
Yep.
And so as a veterinary professional, what I would say is that most other people being that young, they were still in jobs that were, you know, they weren't really serious career people, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, is that you meet people and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm working at my high school job, but like my high school job was my career and I kind of knew that. So I feel like it just changed the landscape for me a little bit.
Yeah.
What about you? Because yours
I've been
is different.
In,
you got lucky.
I've been in long distance relationships for a very long time. As a veterinary student, my wife and I went to different schools. She went to Tuskegee's College of Veterinary Medicine and I stayed in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And
And where did you guys meet?
So we met at North Carolina A&T in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yep. Okay.
We were both animal science majors there.
Mm-hmm.
We dated for, I believe that last year. But we had a big decision to make. Like,
is
one of us going to like sacrifice our veterinary career to go be with the other person? Or, because we didn't get into the same schools.
Right. But you made it work.
We made it work.
A lot
of traveling, a lot of creativity.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing, if I could give like a little piece of advice, is that sometimes you've got to get creative.
Resourceful.
When it comes to making your relationship work, because things are going to get sticky.
What's the most creative thing that you did? Think about it.
Go to my dad and ask for money so I could travel to Alabama to see her, like, you know, every other month.
That's the most creative?
I mean, there were some other things where, you know, we spice things up.
How did you guys communicate? Because this was this was like before Zoom.
So we would do
Skype.
We would literally do Skype all day long. We just leave it running.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like we lived together in the same room because, you know, she had her Skype going, I had my Skype going. Yeah. And so we could just kind of check in
coexist
with each other while we're studying and things of that nature. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it worked.
Like
it worked. I mean, it's better than just the phone.
Yeah. I used to, you know, be on the phone, right? So as a girl growing up back in the day, you were on the phone. I mean, I would paint my room.
Oh, the phone.
You know, on the phone all like 3 hours, 7 hours. You'd fall asleep with the phone.
And then your parents pick up.
No, you know, I got lucky. I had my own phone line. Because I was a responsible individual.
That's fancy.
I had my own phone line.
Yeah.
I somehow sold that to them. They bought it, you know, like sold the idea. They were like, okay, Renee can do this, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I might have paid for it myself, you know. Because I was working, you know, at the vet clinic, those kennels.
I literally remember like in high school, stand up all night to make those phone conversations work, things like that. Okay. So in veterinary medicine, we work long hours. That's one of the challenges of being a veterinarian, at least. It's like 12-hour days sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you think that can affect an individual's relationship? And what advice do you have for someone who may be going through something like that, where it's like they just don't have time for the significant other? People ask me this all the time. So.
Awareness is the number one thing. If you're not aware, years will go by and you'll get to a point where you look and go, how did we get here?
Wow.
But if you are aware of it,
right,
you can look at each other, be honest with yourself and say, this isn't working.
Right.
It's time we shift.
Right.
How do we shift? Because once you recognize what the question is, you know, there's a saying I have on my wall. It says, It says, want better answers, ask better questions.
Yes.
So once you're aware of the problem, you start to ask the right questions and then you start to find the solutions. You get creative.
Yeah. And I think another big thing is making sure that you're not shaming yourself or your spouse or the relationship as a whole because you're going through a challenge.
Yeah.
Challenges are temporary. If you're following the self-awareness, if you're doing the work, I think we've talked about that before.
Don't compare. Because
you can really make these things work.
Yes.
You can make it work.
Yes. Don't compare yourself to someone else, right? If you have, if you live next door to two librarians who work 8 to 5 and they're at home and they have this entire routine and they're jogging and, you know, doing their little nightly walks, you know, maybe that doesn't look the same for two veterinary professionals who happen to find an hour on, you know, Sunday in between things to do, you know, Netflix and chill, or, you know, they do something else like, you know, they cook together, cook breakfast.
right back with more Vet Candy.
Are you dreaming about an amazing job in sunny California? Let me tell you about this amazing opportunity. What makes this hospital in Pasadena, California, such a special place? The veterinary owner and her theme park designer husband actually designed the hospital with calmness and comfort in mind, with lots of light, calming blue accents, and custom details throughout, including piped-in soft jazz music. This animal hospital is beyond beautiful. This hospital is not only a masterpiece in design, it is a woman-run, family-owned practice that is passionate about the community. And they're looking for a practice manager and an associate veterinarian. And speaking of the community, Pasadena is masterpiece itself and only 10 miles away from downtown Los Angeles. Pasadena has it all. A gorgeous city with historic buildings, amazing landscapes, and of course, it's close to beautiful California beaches. Want to learn more about this dream job or learn about other opportunities? Check out vetprocentral.com for more information. We are in the dream job finding business.
And I believe that Hollywood has played a major role in people thinking they're supposed to have some, I was going to say Jack and Jill, grandiose. Romeo and Juliet, like perfect relationship where it's like really, really, really romantic and
or funny.
It's just not like
or
that.
Funny.
Oftentimes it can be,
yeah.
But oftentimes it's not. I mean, yeah.
I'm a big one for sitcoms, so I love sitcoms. I think that laughter is the best medicine. And so.
what's your favorite relationship movie?
Ooh, favorite relationship
like romantic,
movie.
Like romantic,
hilarious.
I guess.
Their hilarious movie is called The Newlyweds. It's an older movie. It has Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy in it.
Oh, it's got to be funny. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. A very funny
exactly.
Relationship movie. I watched that one so many times.
You know what my favorite relationship movie was for the longest time?
What?
The Breakup.
Okay.
The Breakup with Jennifer yeah. Aniston and
yep.
The dude.
Vince
He's funny
Vaughn.
Too. Yeah, Vince Vaughn. But I would watch that movie over and over again as if I was trying to like break up or something. But I think the message was that if you don't get it together,
yeah.
You will end up like in separate
yes,
relationships.
It is. Here's the thing. There is a recipe for a cake and there is a recipe for, let's say, meatloaf. If you put the contents for a cake in a crock pot,
you are not
going to come out with a meatloaf.
There's a recipe for cake and there's a recipe for cat poo.
Oh my God.
Because if you don't get it right, then that's what y'all gonna be looking
yeah.
at. And if y'all already have kids
yeah.
and a shared home, shared pets and everything else, mm-hmm. that is cat poop. If y'all have to
yeah.
tear that apart,
oh,
like it's not meat, because yeah. meatloaf can be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meatloaf can be good. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that if
okay.
you put the contents, the ingredients, right? So flour and sugar is not going to get you a meatloaf.
Yeah.
So you figure out the formula that you need, the ingredients
right.
for your relationship.
Okay.
And then you'll have a good relationship.
And you'll get a certain quality of relationship. You
exactly.
put it in meatloaf ingredients, you get meatloaf. You put
right.
in cat poop or cake, whatever
right.
it happens
cake,
to be.
Whatever it is.
And you get that result.
We're
yeah,
cooking some weird
enough.
Stuff in this kitchen. We've got entree, yeah.
yeah.
Entrees, desserts. But you get what we're saying, you know, is that if you go about your relationship in a certain way, I talk to you
right.
meanly. You know,
yeah.
in a working relationship.
And we
right?
talk about this all the time with well-being, that
yeah.
if you're putting in the work to be well and not be burnt out, you have a greater chance at living that quality of yeah. life than an individual who in the same circumstances,
mm-hmm.
conditions, and life events doesn't do that stuff.
Yeah.
So a couple who's going to marriage counseling and doing
yep.
retreats and reading books and all these
mm-hmm.
other things
mm-hmm.
and actually spending that time.
That reminds me.
What?
The wedding date. Is it the wedding date? He says every woman has the exact love life that she wants. And Deborah Messing, I think it is, she's like, what? She was totally offended because she was single at the time. And he said, you have the life that you want.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right. So
yep.
if you are single and you want a relationship,
yes.
then you have to create the space in your life to have a relationship. You know?
Somebody else said,
if you're looking for a job and you don't put out an interview,
yeah.
how can you ever expect, right?
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
guess what? Dream jobs do exist. And let me tell you about this one. The folks at this mega animal hospital care just as much about the environment as they do about taking the best care of their clients' pets. On May 18, 2008, the center opened the doors to its brand new eco-friendly 22,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility in upstate New York. The public area of the hospital looks more like a park than a traditional veterinary hospital, and the earth-friendly design is both functional and inviting. But don't let the looks fool you, because behind the approachable exterior is a hospital with cutting-edge technology. This 25-plus veterinary doctor practice features a full-service hospital with a 24/7 care and specialty services as well. This 25-plus veterinary doctor practice features a full-service hospital with 24/7 care and specialty services as well. It is one of the largest privately owned practices in the state. That's not all. The community surrounding the hospital is an amazing place to live. The area is number 2 on the list of best places to relocate, most likely due to the natural beauty, prolific art scene, and an affordable cost of living that is 14.4% below the national average. These jobs offer a superior salary and benefit package, a generous signing bonus, mentorship opportunities, and an amazing team. This job would be perfect for the general practitioner or a specialist. Want to learn more about this dream job or learn about other opportunities? Check out vetprocentral.com for more information. We are in the dream job finding business.
So I was just reading that the other day that the results that you are achieving are a sign or are symbolic of your commitment to whatever it is. So if you have crappy relationship results, then your commitment to that relationship may be crappy in and of itself. But the good news is, and this is why we love doing Vet Candy Life, is that at any time you can make a change and improve things.
I know it. Hey everyone, we are here today back with Dr. Holly and Dr. Holly. So Dr. Quincy Holly and Dr. Tierra Holly, she is our guest. She's joining us for this game. We're gonna play a game, it's gonna be really fun. We're gonna do perception versus reality. And so I'm gonna ask questions and you guys are gonna answer them. I'm gonna say something like, you know, who feeds the dogs more? And you're going to point to yourself or point to your spouse because these guys are married not only to VetMed, but they're married to each other. And they've been married for how long?
7 years.
Who's more likely to forget?
Since 2013. I can give you the date. I can't do the math, you know? Okay. So, yeah, it's all good.
Math is hard. Okay. We know the struggle of math.
Yeah.
Like if we
sincerely
lost without calculators,
yeah,
right? Okay, so let's get into it.
Let's do it. I'm excited. I don't know what to expect, but
for sure. It's gonna be fun. Expect fun.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun.
Very fun. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So who's more likely to change diapers?
Definitely me.
No. I'm
pretty sure it's me.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I do it at night, in the morning. It seems like throughout the day.
It's about even. Let's go with 50-50.
You went 50-50?
Let's go 50-50.
I'll settle for that. I'll settle 50-50. But it's definitely not her over me. It's got to at least be even.
Okay.
Do you believe this?
That's the best I can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's more likely to feed the dogs?
Who's more likely
to feed the bird? Yeah. Okay. What about the birds, plural? Because they've got chickens, y'all.
All of them. All the birds.
So the other animals are tea.
I volunteered against feeding anything except for the dogs. I'm already feeding, what, 6 now?
Okay.
Six, yes, two uninvited guests,
by
the way.
Who's more likely to bring in more animals?
That one.
What? You just brought in a cat. You just brought in a cat that I didn't ask for.
So let's look at...
Along with the 3 chickens, okay?
So let's look... I think the chickens were like a joint thing. We both agree to the chickens. But let's look at the number of pets that I have brought in versus him.
Okay.
It's definitely him.
You want to count them up?
How many pets?
Count them up.
Let's count, guys.
Okay.
How many pets do you guys have in total?
So in total, we have 3 chickens, mm-hmm. 6 dogs. We just lost one. Rest in peace to Hershey. Yeah. And then, let's see, we have the one, what kind of bird is that?
A blue crown conure.
A blue crown conure.
And the cat, a little kitten.
Okay.
A little kitten, yes.
And so cat. We have 11 animals.
Yes.
How many of them did Quincy bring in?
So we got, of the 6 dogs,
Luna.
Bubba's both. Luna is the only one that I brought in, you know, by myself.
And nope, so, nope, Smokey.
Okay, definitely Smokey too.
And then, well, if we start counting the old
about
ones.
No, look, no.
Okay.
Just gonna go with
so
Smokey
the current ones,
Luna.
Okay, Smokey
so two.
And Luna. Yes.
And they weigh the most, so maybe that counts a little extra, but.
They're the biggest of the group, yes.
And then the chickens were a joint.
They're a joint,
that is
yes.
a total lie. It's a complete
okay,
lie.
Okay, so who's the best cook then? Okay. Like if we shift gears.
That's definitely me. In terms of real food, not food. Microwave food.
Yeah, who can cook? Who can prepare a meal?
Yes.
Her sister. No, I'm just kidding. No, literally, her sister does come down and cook.
She does
and she's
come
really
down.
Good.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
My sister's a very good cook.
We both don't cook. So that's okay. We're tied.
What about homeschooling? Don't. Who's the better homeschooler? Who's the better teacher?
How do you define homeschooling? Is it by the teacher's opinion, Cadence's opinion, or a third thing?
Who facilitates the learning of your adolescent children or your young children, humans?
So for the most effective learning, I would say that's definitely me. Yes. He does a good job watching them and
I just
like,
sit in my office.
Yeah, that's what he does.
What did you tell me earlier, Quincy?
What, I just throw the cat in the room? But she loves the cat. She focuses better when the cat's in the room learning with her.
Or she's playing with the cat.
Okay.
And he's in the office, okay. So I think.
But it's okay, the teachers haven't complained.
Who
so
do the kids
okay.
want then, who do the kids want that, like who do they want to be put to bed by? Who do they want to tuck them in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
It switches, of course, but
okay.
the majority mm-hmm. is definitely.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Yep. Mm-hmm. Who says I love you more?
Me.
It's even. No, it's definitely.
Is it even?
It's definitely even. It's definitely
oh,
even.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it's always like, I love you, you know, we both do.
What,
like,
well, okay,
equally.
But she means who leads?
No.
More, because obviously
me.
You would say it
no,
back.
No, that's probably me. I probably lead more. Just be real. Let's just be honest here.
See, this is what we're talking about. Perception
real? Are we talking
real?
About real?
Let's be honest here. Yes.
Do you have a fake life that we don't know about? Like a Sims life? You know,
stop, but man. Stop. Okay. Okay. No.
Okay. Who's more likely to fix something in the house?
It's her. But there's a reason for that. I'm better at doing other things. And mm-hmm. so I want her to have something too. Mm-hmm. And so I allow her to fix the things that are broken, and wow. yeah, okay. I've offered to pay before, but she won't take the money.
I'm just a tad better, more effective at fixing things.
Yeah.
Than he is,
who's
so.
More
like Mark Cuban said, know what you're good at, know what you suck at, and so
there
I suck
go.
At putting things together.
What about cleaning? Who likes it? Who's like more effective with cleaning?
Probably him.
Absolutely me.
Okay,
actually.
Definitely me.
No,
definitely
no
him.
Problem.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
What about who's more likely to cry at a movie?
Neither. We're not
neither.
Emotional like
yeah.
that,
oh,
honestly.
Neither. Really?
Neither
I'm like
though.
Waterworks.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see that for you,
yeah,
man.
I cried during a documentary the other day, and Neil was just like, he didn't understand at all. I was like, it's so inspiring.
Yeah.
And in some of our talks recently, especially since Gavin, like, you're just, everything's just like.
Yeah. I can feel the emotion and maybe get a little, like, watery, but I never really
you know what?
Cry.
I watched a Disney movie the other day. This is maybe like a few months ago, okay? That's the other day for me. And I literally teared up. Do you remember the name of that
what movie?
A girl drowned. And it just cracked me. It just broke me up. It just broke me up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will cry. I will.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's just
I can't
not,
remember that movie.
It's just not often.
Who's more likely to watch like a really popular show like Game of Thrones?
Probably me.
Absolutely her. Yeah. But she will usually suck me in. She'll bring me into it like 2 years later. She'll double watch the season.
Yeah,
I'll watch it about 3 or 4 times, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
And right now she's watching anime.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a bunch of different things.
Inuyasha?
I started watching that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah throwback from like the 90s.
Who's more likely to be spontaneous?
Me. Yes.
Okay.
I want to do the same thing. I want to wear the same pants, the same, not the same pair,
Steve
but the
Jobs.
Same style. Yes,
yep.
I want to Steve Jobs it up.
Yeah. But
I have to change things up all the time. Like, there has to be some variety.
Mm-hmm. One time, we were on our honeymoon in Cancun, and we were on a sailboat that was going really fast, and it was a rope. Okay? And they were like, you can hang on to the rope, and we'll just pull you through the water way out in the middle of the ocean. Okay? And I have my life jacket on. She doesn't have a life vest on. And she gets off on this rope and it's just hanging on. And I'm thinking to myself, my wife's about to die.
I'm
not jumping
really
off
well.
To go get you.
So you're more adventurous.
I'm very adventurous. Like, I can swim really well. Yeah. I wasn't concerned about myself.
And she hurt her hip doing
water skiing.
Yeah.
Yes.
See?
Okay.
You do too much.
But I would do it again. Also.
You do too much. You do too much.
Oh my goodness.
Well, what else do you have for us? Anything else?
Those were my list. That was my main list.
Okay.
Just like, yeah.
I got you.
That's the big stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I think the moral of the story is that we're a great couple because we do things together.
Yeah.
I'm better at some things. She's better at a few others.
Okay, one last question. Who's more likely to research to forward propel your relationship? Because you guys are both focused on well-being, and I know you both research different things that come up in life, but, is there one that researches more?
I think we both do it. If there is an issue, that might come about, I think we're both inclined to, try to look for a good solution.
Yeah.
Right.
We're both do that.
We'll pick a book and say, okay, every night before going to bed, we'll read a little bit of this marriage book.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through the five love languages. And we even did a marriage retreat at Delray Beach. That was really cool.
It was amazing.
What was it called?
It was...
I forgot what it was called. But it was good.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was
cool.
Good. Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. This has been a really great game. I like it. It's very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
You need to do you and Neil next.
Bring him in.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a really fun time. Thank you, Dr. Holly, for joining us, Dr. Holly and myself, in this episode, this segment that we're playing this game. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's some great stuff. I like it because there's a lot of, there's 40% of Americans that are online dating right now. 40%. So if you're one of those, you can change it up. You can change up your approach.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now we're about to bring in Lee D'Angelo, the co-founder of DigDates.com, which is a dating site for dog lovers because not everyone is down with dogs sleeping in the bed.
This is my favorite story. So my sister is actually my co-founder, my sister Casey. And she was dating a guy up in New York who tried to be a dog person for her. But by the end of the relationship, he didn't want the dog in his apartment, or he'd put towels and blankets down on the couch so the dog didn't touch anything. And you know dogs. She has a Cavapoo. This is a Cavalier Spaniel Poodle mix. It most closely resembles a teddy bear, right? Like, if you're not a dog person, most people still like this dog. Right. And he couldn't incorporate it into his life. And it was affecting so much of her life and their relationship. We were able to create the beautiful app, and we knew we'd be able to get the word out about it and really focus on the dog community and what dog people are really looking for. When we first launched the dating app, most dating apps really cater to kind of 18 to 25. But as soon as we launched, we found that our highest demographic by far is much closer to 30, 35, 40. It's people who really understand themselves, understand the type of life they want and who they're really looking for. And it also most closely matches with when you're getting your first dog and you have a little bit more time or maybe a little bit more income to spend it on someone besides yourself, right? And one thing I do want to point out, you don't have to have a dog to be on Dig. About a third of our users don't have a dog yet. They're looking to date someone with a dog or get a dog with someone in the future. I don't want this to feel like I'm trying to beat an algorithm. I want to actually see people. And not only do we slow you down from not swiping, but there's a ton of dog photos on there. So you're going to want to stop and learn a little bit more about that person.
That was some really great information.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I didn't even know it existed. So, that's amazing. If things go awry, I kid. No, dog lovers. I mean, as veterinary professionals, finding another person who loves your animals, I mean, that was like a vetting system for my household that, you know, as a human, if you came in as someone that I dated, you had to be okay with the animals that I had living with me at the time, because most of the time they take precedence. And so I think that's a fantastic idea. I love it.
I love it as well.
So we talked about a lot in this episode. We talked about the long distance relationship, the online landscape, some options for online dating, and the recipes that you might need to have a really great, stellar relationship, right?
Yes, yes.
So we want to hear from you guys. Share your experience with us, what it's like out there, whether you're dating, in a relationship. If you have questions, generate some comments below. Follow us at MyVetCandy, and we'll see you guys back for more. This was just another episode of Vet Candy Life.
It's Vet Candy.
Vet Candy.
Vet Candy.
It's Vet Candy Radio.